when you're showing an animation in graphic detail of what happened, you know, negligence by another party, a dangerous condition that caused a serious injury, or a surgery that your client had to undergo due to negligence of another, and you bring that into mediation, first of all, the defense knows you're serious. They know you're willing to spend a lot of money on a very good looking animation. That scares them. You scare the other side, but they also don't want a jury to see it. If you can do what I was talking about earlier, bring that feeling into it. So when you watch it, you're like, oh, you know, you have that visceral reaction. They don't want a jury to see that. But if it does go to trial, well, then you have a captive audience that can't unsee it. And it's powerful.
Most firms survive, the best ones scale. Welcome to the Managing Partners Podcast, where law firm leaders learn to think bigger. I'm Kevin Daisy. Let's jump in.
What's up, Law de Gras? We're back. Just walked around, always meeting good people. And I just met Samir. He came up to me, told me what he did, went to his booth and checked it out. So they do some amazing stuff with animation. I went and checked it out myself. And I just want to have him up here to tell us about what he does. His background comes from Hollywood. So, Samir, what's up, dude? Tell us what you do.
I'd love to. Great to be here. The energy is amazing. And, you know, meeting new people like you is always fun. I do animation. I love animation. I started doing animation for movies and TV commercials maybe over 20 years ago. I worked on movies like Iron Man and Terminator, Salvation, TV commercials for Apple, Hershey's Kiss, Samsung, you name it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I love it. And, you know, one of the things I learned during that time was how to tell a story in a lot of different formats. You know, when you have 7 seconds to tell a story, to get one point across for a product, for example, you have to be very disciplined and very sharp with how you present that visual information. And I believe that discipline directly translates to the work I do in trial for visual, you know, for animation in trial. What I try to do primarily now is create an emotion. As an animator, you're taught to pull out the empathy, create that empathy with your characters. If you can do that, yeah, sure, it looks fantastic, but it also feels, you feel something. And if you can make the viewer feel something, they're going to remember that long after they watch it.
Yeah, so it's really cool that your background and something you had a passion for, and now you've transitioned to use that for, you know, the personal injury space for trial. And so, again, anyone, if you're listening to me right now, but if you take a look at their stuff, and it's all Rise Animation.
All Rise, right? Animation.
Okay. I'm sure on your website, Clips, you can see some of this animation. I mean, it takes a situation, accident, or, you know, I saw things like, you know, broken bones and things like that. And it really dissects it and pulls it to the front, and it makes it way more impactful.
It's a great word to use. It's very impactful because at the end of the day, not only is it very strong in trial, it's extremely powerful in mediation. When you're showing an animation in graphic detail of what happened, you know, negligence by another party, a dangerous condition that caused a serious injury, or a surgery that your client had to undergo due to negligence of another, and you bring that into mediation, first of all, the defense knows you're serious. They know you're willing to spend a lot of money on a very good looking animation. That scares them. You scare the other side, but they also don't want a jury to see it. So if you can do what I was talking about earlier, bring that feeling into it. So when you watch it, you're like, oh, you know, you have that visceral reaction. They don't want a jury to see that. But if it does go to trial, well, then you have a captive audience that can't unsee it. And it's powerful.
No, it's
to use your word, it's impactful.
Yeah, I watched a few the clips that he has rolling over there, and it's very detailed. And I assume, so, you know, there issued some accidents and cars hitting each other and other things that were happening throughout it. And I assume you're building that from the information you're getting on the case from witnesses and things like that, that the lawyer is providing to you all.
Yeah. And that's a good distinction to make, because really these aren't my animations. I'm not creating these scenarios. I'm not creating the facts. We use all the available facts. We use all the available animation. We work with expert witnesses to create these animations. In the end, it's their animation. Hmm. They're the ones that are going to bring this into trial to use it as a visual aid to help explain to a jury what happened. And so all we're doing is visualizing their analysis.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff, man. So as far as, you know, working with personal injury attorneys, they want to find out more about how they can check out your product and work with you. Do you serve attorneys all over the country, just in California?
Nationwide, yeah. It doesn't matter where you are. We can, you know, we work from a computer, so we can be anywhere, anytime. It's a great situation for anyone around the world, really. And you can learn more about All Rise Animation at allriseanimation.com. We have a booth here this weekend, obviously. We'd love to talk about animation. It's what we love. It's what I love. So I'm ready to, you know, make some powerful animations.
Yeah, well, it was great meeting you here. It was an amazing conference. It's just getting warmed up, and excited to meet him here just walking around on the site. So nice meeting you, man, and good luck. Congrats, and we'll see you around the event.
I appreciate it. Thank you.